Hello, everybody. It's Sam from Financial Samurai, and I just want to give a quick heads up that the 10-year bond yield as of March 27th, 2019, is collapsing. We're talking 2.39% now on the 10-year when it was at 3.25, 3.26% as early as the fourth quarter of 2018. And this is really, really significant, folks, because on March 11th, 2019, the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell indicated there will be no further rate hikes this year in 2019, even though he suggested that as early as December 2018, there would be two more rate hikes, right? So that's when he really messed things up, and we saw the stock market collapse and also the real estate market, folks, seize up because nobody wanted to get in on property ahead of a potential recession. But now, guess what, folks? The yield curve is absolutely inverted. With the 10-year bond yield at 2.39%, the 3-month bond yield is around 2.5%. So that hasn't happened since 2007, and folks should be pretty on high alert here because every single recession has been preceded by inversion, but not every single inversion leads to a recession. But again, like I've been saying, we've been long in the tooth in this great, great, great run, about 10 years now. And I think it's worth being a little bit more cautious. But the upside and the positive about declining 10-year bond yield is declining mortgage rates. And that is going to breathe new life into the real estate market. When you see the data come out for the first quarter of 2019 for real estate data, you know, existing home sales, new home sales, prices, I'm sure you're going to see a rebound, right? The data that we're seeing right now is for the fourth quarter of 2018. And that was a depressed time, right? Winter is generally depressed in general, seasonally slow. I mean, who's going to buy a house, you know, right before Christmas or Thanksgiving? But those numbers are going to be low, especially since the stock market was quite weak. But as you get into summer, we're going to see, I think, pretty strong February and March numbers. So just be aware. That is the positive. You know, stock market's up over 10% year to date, and then that's going to lead to solid increases in the real estate markets as well as consumers get more confident. But what everybody should be doing right now, whether we're going to get a recession or we're going to continue to have a bull market given rates have come down a little bit and is breathing new life into investments and borrowing and so forth, is everybody should be looking to refinance their mortgage or at least checking the latest rates. You want to call your relationship bank, check online. I have basically locked in a 10-1 arm. Usually I just do 5-1 arms, but I've locked in a 10-1 arm and a 3% rate with a $2,800 in credits towards my closing costs. And I think closing costs are going to be somewhere around $3,500. So if this is the way it's going to stand for my rate, I think my closing costs are going to be only about $700, which is pretty much nothing. And this is perfect timing for me because my 5-1 arm is set to adjust, I think, in July, and I think my first payment is in August. So the timing couldn't have been better. So I urge every one of you guys to call your existing bank that has your mortgage and check around online. I check with LendingTree because they are an affiliate partner of mine and they have a mortgage marketplace. So financialsamurai.com/LT for LendingTree. They are really, really aggressive, which is actually what you want. They're kind of annoying, but they're aggressive, so they're going to try to bid for your business. And then what I do is I get quotes, written quotes from them, and then I talk to my relationship bank and say, hey, can you guys beat this? Because at the end of the day, it's really a pain for me to move my assets to another existing firm or lender, right? So please check the latest mortgage rates, especially if you bought a home in the second half of 2018, and especially if your adjustable rate mortgage is going to reset in 12 months, I don't know, maybe even 24 months. It depends on how long you're going to stay in your home. Just know a good general rule of thumb is that you should refinance if your refinance cost is covered within 12 months. So in other words, if your refinance costs $3,000, which is probably going to be pretty cheap, you know, if you look around, your monthly interest savings should be at least $250, or your annual interest savings should be at least $3,000. The fact is, you know, not everybody can get this low of a refinance cost. And, you know, the 12-month barometer is also on condition you live in your house for at least 13 months, if not much, much longer. So the longer you plan to live in or own your home or keep that mortgage, really, the more you can afford to violate the 12-month rule. But I really wouldn't, go over 24 months as a break-even point, given the average homeowner lives in his or her own home or owns that debt for about 8.3 years. So after about 24 months, it just kind of, it's a little bit dicey, I think, because life changes all the time. You might not like your house anymore. You might want to upgrade or downgrade, or you might get a new job, or you might have a new, you know, addition to the family, bless you, and you might want a bigger house. Who knows, right? And there's also this pain in the butt factor where you've got to provide your last 2 years of tax returns, your last 2 months of pay stubs, and a lot of other documents. The good thing I've noticed in 2019 versus the last time I did a mortgage in 2014 is that DocuSign electronic signatures is much more prevalent now. So there's not a lot of back and forth emailing. It's just all click, click, click. You can just do it from your mobile phone. So that really, really makes me happy. And I think that's going to be good for banks and lenders and, you know, mortgage industry folks who are going to be able to do many more loans more efficiently. So actually, that's an interesting thing to think about in terms of an investment opportunity. But that should be for another show. When it comes to saving money and making money, none of us should be afraid of doing a little bit extra work. It's extremely easy to run the numbers once you get some legitimate quotes. So get some legitimate quotes, go over to my post and check out the charts and the links. I think you'll be impressed and motivated once you see the collapse in the 10-year bond yield. I mean, I'm salivating here, folks, to refinance my mortgage and try to get as low of a rate as possible. In an upcoming post and podcast, I'll share my strategy for trying to get the lowest rate. But at the end of the day, it's all about getting that written quote and getting banks to compete with one another. Thanks so much, folks. Good luck.